Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We welcome you to hour number three live right here on this Wednesday on the early line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie. I am Ben. Mm-hmm. It is hour three. It is game three of the 2025 NBA Finals on this Wednesday night. For the first time in Indianapolis in a quarter century, for the first time since 2000, downtown Indy will host an NBA Finals game as the Pacers try to take a 2-1 series advantage. But OKC is the road favorite on this Wednesday entering game number three. We'll break it all down. We'll give you best bets throughout this third and final hour. And we'll start by hearing from you in just a matter of moments. Up next, we go live to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. No, not to Steelers mini camp for Aaron Rodgers to throw in shorts, but for those golfers getting ready for the United States Open, the 125th playing of it at Oakmont. Keith Stewart joins us live to break down the field on the eve of our third major championship this year and golf. And from the brilliant baseball mind that is DRS, a breakdown of this full Wednesday slate around the bigs in this third and final hour as well.
Now, do we go out to Pittsburgh today instead of talking about, again, golf, talk about Aaron Rodgers? And I just think, like, at every single press gathering that he has after practice, why does he just go like this? Hey, guys, don't ask me about it. Don't ask me about it. I mean, come on now at this point. Now, I'm fully invested in Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers now. This could carry me through the entire summer here, because the question now is we need the internet sleuths out here. We need to know who the wife is, what she does for a living. Is she an actress, not an actress? What is going on with Aaron Rodgers? Because you're not allowed to get away with this, Aaron Rodgers. You don't show up with a ring on your finger and be like, just got married a couple months ago, and we don't have any details. We'll find out. Trust me, we will.
I believe her name is Brittany, if I am not mistaken, in what he revealed, I believe, on the Pat McAfee show earlier in the offseason.
Could, right? I mean, look, you just gave me the first name with Britney Spears. You know what I mean? There's a lot of Britneys out there in these streets.
The Britneys for you to throw out in relationships with Aaron Rodgers, that really got me.
I don't know where your mind was going. I went Britney Spears.
You just said.
How about this? Yeah, how about right. Isn't there a Britney married to a Kansas City quarterback? Is that the case as well?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe so.
Why not speculate? You don't want to give us the answers, we'll speculate. Yeah, we'll speculate. How about that?
So, a producer extraordinaire, Joe Friezo, you believe the name, and I think I saw this as well, is B-R-I-T-N-I, right? Brittany spelled like that? A-N-I?
Yeah.
Brittany.
You know what?
I got what you're saying.
I mean, If our producer, Joe Friso, can we get Olivia Munn? Like, can we get Olivia Munn on the show to really get some details on Aaron Rodgers? You know what I mean? We can use this to our advantage here. We can go on the offensive on the show. Yeah.
Shailene Woodley has been the most outspoken about her relationship with Aaron Rodgers and not in a positive way. Maybe that's coming Thursday on the early line. Who knows? But I'm sure the internet will do its thing and find Brittany before all is said and done. All right, DRS, game number three tonight of the 2025 NBA Finals. 5-point spread in favor of Oklahoma City, a road favorite tonight in Indianapolis, total 228.5. What is the best bet in this series tied at a game apiece? The question for all of you in Fade the Public. What is the best bet for game number three of the NBA Finals at Sports Grid on Twitter? The Thunder as a 5-point road favorite. The Pacers as a home underdog. The total skying to the over for a second consecutive game at 228 and a hook. Or staying under like it did considerably so in game number one. Most of the public, DRS, willing to lay the 5 points with the Thunder on the road tonight inside Gainbridge Fieldhouse. More than 41% of the vote. That updated number now on the FanDuel Sportsbook. DRS, are you fading the public?
It makes sense. No, I'm not fading the public. I don't necessarily love the Thunder at -5, but you got four options. Like a coin flip on the total. Could go over 220.5, could go under. I don't have any in a specific way I like. I do think the Thunder win this game. They're the favorite. So again, I'm not going to shy away from a 5-point spread. Well, I think they win, but they can't cover. Nonsense. I always talk about that. That's not the way you do it. So I do think they win. But for me, Ben, the way I'm attacking this is the Thunder will win the first half tonight. -2.5 for me. As I explained earlier in the show, you take a look at that game number one, double-digit lead at the half for OKC. Take a look at game number two, double-digit lead for OKC. Take a look at game number three, -2.5 here. Yes, I do think the Pacers need a good start to beat OKC, but their real MO at times is, hey, you know what? We're not going to play our best basketball to the second half when we're really up against it. I'll play into that theme. So I do think the Thunder better bet for me is -2.5 in the first half. But if I'm asking, saying, you know what, the Thunder win the game, then sure, I'm going to lay the -5. I just don't know if that's the best way to bet it for me, because there's a theory, or excuse me, there's a premise where I can be up double digits at the half and not even win the game outright. Just give me the Thunder, because if I'm optimistic about the Indiana Pacers winning this game, which technically I'm not, the Pacers better be up at the break, 7-8 points here to say, you know what? 1-1 series lead. We're up at the break here. We're not going to drive this home and take a 2-1 series lead. Like, that's a pretty good opportunity. If I see the Thunder up 10 at the break, which expectations are they should win the game, much harder, of course, for the Indiana Pacers to come back. So for me, I can see the Thunder up by a couple points at the break and losing. I just don't know if we see the Pacers up by like 15 points at the break and then losing that game to the Thunder, and the Thunder still cover the 5.
Of course, Indiana has been that dramatic comeback team throughout this postseason. They are now 5-4 straight up in NBA playoff games in this playoff run when trailing by at least 15 points. They were 5-3 following the opening game of this championship series. Of course, they got shellacked and trailed by 15-plus multiple times throughout game number two against OKC, losing that game by 16 points. Again, the Thunder, in all 18 postseason games in this run, DRS, have been booked as at least a 3-point favorite. That includes all 7 games for Oklahoma City away from Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. They are 4-3 straight up. They are 0-7 against the spread. Could this be the first time the Thunder cover as a road favorite? Indiana at home, 6-3 straight up. They have only been booked as a dog in 2 of those 9 games inside Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Game 3-4 against Cleveland, 1-1 straight up and against the number. They lost game 3 by 22. They beat the Cavs outright in game number 4 of their second round set. Indiana as an underdog, tremendous throughout this postseason, 8-4 out. Right. DRS, it's really fascinating in a series tied at a game apiece for OKC to have this much odds confidence after stumbling down the stretch in the most critical junctures of game number one, and yet the Thunder are a -650 favorite outright to hoist that Larry O'Brien trophy. DRS, if you were to highlight one individual player, or maybe even two, who you think has a big game in game number three tonight, who sails over a points prop on this Wednesday?
How about not even a points prop? How about Tyrese Haliburton over 2.5 3-point shots made at a plus 100 price? Because I think I love to bet in like correlated theories. Haliburton doesn't play well. Come on now. Pacers aren't going to win this game. Haliburton plays well, 25 points. When he scores 25 points, there's a good chance that 9 of those points came from the 3-point line. That's for me. Give me Haliburton early knocking down a 3-point shot. He eventually ends up with 3 3-point shots made. That's the prop I probably like the best tonight from an Indiana Pacers perspective.
Nobody on Indiana, despite stealing game number one in Oklahoma City, has scored 20 points throughout this NBA Finals. That has to change tonight. To Oakmont we go with Keith Stewart next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Let's talk about that.
The toughest test in golf, the third major championship of the year, the 125th United States Open. This week, outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that's where we find Keith Stewart on this Wednesday morning, on the eve of the 2025 U.S. Open, live right there inside the media center at Oakmont Country Club. Keith, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us bright and early on this Wednesday, the final day of preparations ahead of the United States Open.
Ben, Donnie, it's great to be with you in the audience. Welcome out to Soakmont. That's right. It's been a little wet out here. The weather's been beautiful yesterday, today, but we're going to get a little more rain over the weekend. It's going to be interesting how this all plays out.
I saw a lot of very gnarly looking, very dark gray clouds early on this Wednesday. We saw Rory McIlroy out on the course for his final practice round as the sun was rising in the Steel City to get those final preparations. We'll talk about the Masters winner, who is struggling, in just a matter of moments. But Keith, let's start with the actual golf course. Let's start with the conditions at Oakmont. The USGA takes a great amount of pride in making the U.S. Open the toughest test in golf. We have seen the length of the rough. We have seen golf riders drop a golf ball in the rough and see it disappear. We have heard from the players themselves call Oakmont right now, more than likely, the hardest golf course in the world. Just how difficult of a test will Oakmont provide at the 2025 United States Open?
As difficult as it's going to get. I mean, this is a perfect marriage between the USGA and the Oakmont membership because they both just love carnage. And that's why we've come here for the 10th time. There have been 9 previous U.S. Opens here. Over 1,300 participants overall have played in a national championship here, and less than 2% have ever finished the tournament under par. The place just absolutely annihilates people. It's a par 70, 7,300 yard track that's got 168 bunkers. I mean, as if 167 weren't enough. They're probably adding one right now. The rough, it is so severe. I mean, if it was 3 inches long, it's so dense and thick. I mean, these guys are out here in Pittsburgh. We know this in New York. We've had a ton of rain this past May. They've had 13 inches of rain in the last 10 weeks here. The place is, I joked in the opening, it's Soakmont. It is absolutely so wet in this long grass and everything. It's thick, it's dense, it's, the playing surfaces are absolutely perfect. The fairways, the greens, and the greens themselves, The average green size is over 8,500 square feet. There's so many little tests to this place over the course of 18 holes, over 72 holes. Just to shoot even par will probably make you the national champion.
It'll be so much fun to watch because it's such a difference of, okay, 13, 14, 15, 20 under wins a golf tournament. Well, now you might be looking at par wins a golf tournament. Let me ask you this question before we get to your keys and who can win this thing. Is there an option of, like, a good player, Keith, in your mind that can't win this thing just based on mindset and how this course sets up?
Well, you mentioned his name earlier. It seems like Rory's been checked out since the Masters. Wins the career Grand Slam. I mean, the things that he was saying, you know, all these guys work with sports psychologists. The things that he was saying in the press room the other day were the exact polar opposite of what everyone else is saying as they self-talk and they try to build themselves up and get ready for this challenge. And Rory's like, well, you know, I think we'll figure out the driver. I think we'll do this. Like, there's no thinking about this place. I mean, it is as hard can be. Every single shot is tested. And as we break into the keys, the first thing that you need to know for this week is that it's a first shot golf course. We hear this all the time, like Augusta's a second shot golf course, blah, blah, blah. Oakmont is a first shot golf course. If you don't get the ball in play off the tee, you are dead. Because from there, you are reeling for every single shot, finishing that one hole. And then you've got 17 more holes to play. So if you're not getting the driver in play, and we've seen his struggles in Canada and at Quail Hollow, I mean, he's got to figure that out. And I just don't see how he magically does that between now and tomorrow. It's just not going to happen. The second key is that these greens are they're humongous. They're like St. Andrews. It's like nothing you see over here in the States. They have all sorts of bumps and swales and plateaus. And in the recent renovation done by Gilhants, they added 24,000 square feet of green space over 18 holes. You're going to see 100-foot putts this week. You're going to see gravity take over for golf balls. If you cannot lag putt here, you've got no shot. And the third key is that if there was a theme song for this place, it'd be Enter Sandman. I mean, cue the Metallica. Forget the Hokies. Forget Mariano. They have 168 bunkers here. You're going to run into trouble at some point. The church pews, the famous ones. It's 110 yards long and 40 yards wide. I mean, like, if you can't play from the sand, if you don't have any around the green acumen, you are going to be toast.
So, Keith, let's talk about some golfers that can win the United States Open. And of course, when you go to the top of the odds board, you see a very familiar name, that being Scottie Scheffler, who has three wins in his previous four starts. And then the reigning U.S. Open champion in Bryson DeChambeau, who took home the major a year ago at Pinehurst in North Carolina. Plus 280 on Scottie. That's where we always begin. Keith, each and every week, it's the same story on Scheffler. If he is in the field, if he is playing the event, it is a drastically short number. What is your outlook for world number one this week at Oakmont?
I mean, for Scottie, this is the perfect spot for him because, you know, we start these weeks and the handicappers always say, well, is it more of a power week or an accuracy week? And when you say both, well, then you say, well, geez, that really suits Scheffler. Over his last five starts, he's gaining over 14 strokes on average against the field. 14 strokes. That's 3.5 a round. I mean, how do you keep up? You can't. So when it comes to betting him, I'm going to have a lot of fun with it. I'm going to play props like low USA, low North American, you know, round three leader. And then I'm going to wait on the outright number till Sunday because there's a good chance he'll be at probably even money come Sunday. And then you'd bet him with 18 holes to go, not 72. And as far as, you know, Bryson goes, I think it's really tough to defend here. He's won 9 times in his career and he's never defended. So for me, Bryson, I mean, he's certainly a threat, but Scottie's still the favorite.
So, Keith, if I were to ask you quickly here, a number on the FanDuel Sportsbook, you mentioned the props, 278.5, over under for the winning score at Oakmont this week for the U.S. Open champ. You going under or over?
I'm going to go over that number, under that number. There's going to be more under par than they think. It's going to be soft, and there's going to be better scoring.
Under 278.5 would be 278 at bare minimum. That would be 2 under for the entirety of the event. Keith, we appreciate the time. More on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Because it is the eve of the 2025 United States Open, of course, as we talked about the big guns in the field, we need all of the early leans on the early line. So one final check-in with Keith Stewart, who joins us once again live from Oakmont Country Club ahead of tomorrow's start at the U.S. Open. All right, Keith, floor is yours. The early leans on the early line. Who has a good week in the most difficult test in all of golf?
Ben, thanks for having me back. I know the audience needs these names. The first guy I'm going with at plus 1,200, John Rahm. Since he went over to LIV, he's played there 19 times. He has 19 top 10s. He is still a world-class player. Last year at Troon in the bad wave, he finished 7th, right? 14th at Augusta in April. He was 8th just recently at the PGA. I love his ground game. I love the fact that he's from Europe, because this place in and around these green complexes, you're going to need to be creative. You're going to need to like channel a little bit of inner Seve. And the way he drives the golf ball, look at the last two champions here in the U.S. Open, Angel Cabrera and Dustin Johnson. Big, strong guys that hit the golf ball left to right as a right-handed player off the tee. John Rahm is that guy. The second one, Harry English. Harris English at 100 to 1, plus 10,000. Look at the value on this guy. And you say, well, Keith, come on, how is he going to beat Scottie Scheffler? Well, you know what? In 9 trips to the U.S. Open, he has 9 made cuts. You look at some of the comp courses in the U.S. Open, like Wingfoot in 2020, he finishes 4th. Torrey Pines in 2021, he finishes 3rd. Go back to Augusta, he finished 12th this year. And then, of course, at the PGA, he was the runner-up. So I love myself a little Harry English, a little smooth swinging bulldog down there from the University of Georgia, and then back it up with the sensational Spaniard, John Rahm, at plus 1,200. Guys, that's my early leans for the 125th U.S. Open, coming to you from Oakmont.
I like
Keith,
it there,
we
Keith.
Appreciate the time.
Oh, man, come on. I got to get a follow-up in here. Bryson DeChambeau,
sure,
Keith, 2 wins since 2020 here at the U.S. Open. When I think golfers that can win with usually high, you know, rough at this point, he's not the golfer that comes to mind. Why has he had success at the U.S. Open for the past couple years?
Well, to get out of rough like that, Donnie, quite simply, you need power. And no one has more power than him. And he's a great scrambler. So, I mean, that's really the secret sauce that it comes down to. Why I'm favoring Rahm is that he's just really good around the greens, and he's got enough power to get out of the rough. But the fact of the matter is, I know he's got those two U.S. Opens. He's got 9 career wins, Donnie, and he's never defended one of them.
Plus 700, that price on DeChambeau to try to change that narrative this week. Keith Stewart will be here tomorrow live from Oakmont as play at the United States Open gets underway. We'll talk updated and live round one leaders, how the guys are faring out on this very difficult test. And of course, looking at some live round scores for the start of the United States Open on a Thursday outside of Pittsburgh at Oakmont. Keith, as always, enjoy the day. Stay dry out there at Oakmont, and we will talk tomorrow. All right, DRS, let's go around a full Wednesday slate around Major League Baseball from your brilliant baseball mind. Why? You like baseball?
By the way, let me ask you a question, because I'm stuck on Bryson DeChambeau. Went to his wiki page. It says one of his nicknames is the Bison. Stop. Like, have you ever heard somebody refer to Bryson DeChambeau as the Bison? That's on his wiki page, man. Would he add that himself? I think I have to stay up there. The Bison. That's my name for the guy now. Come on. My goodness.
It is just simply not the Bison.
He's never
been called the Bison ever in his life. The scientist, sure, EBITDA, as he likes to say, but the Bison, never. I thought you said,
Bryson,
oh, man.
The Bison.
Because No, not a chance. Because we got to break down the Philadelphia Phillies in their day baseball matchup at the bank against the Chicago Cubs. Jesus Luzardo, DRS, was sensational to start the year, but kind of indicative of how the Phillies are playing as of late. Yesterday, losing 8-4 against the Cubbies. Ian Happ, a multi-home run game. The Phillies have dropped 10 of their last 12, and Luzardo has been struggling in his last few outings. Philadelphia, an ever so slight favorite today with some afternoon baseball in the city of brotherly love. What do you expect here between the Cubbies and the Phils?
I'll tell you what's crazy. Even if we just date back 30 days, which includes obviously Luzardo's past couple starts, he's got 25 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's actually sixth on the card today out of 29 pitchers over the past month with five innings pitched here that are on the card today. How about Ben Brown? He's number three on the card. So you got two top six pitchers on the card, Ben. But how about the ERAs of both of them? Ben Brown's last 30 days, 5.93. Jesus Luzardo's last 30 days, 8.77. Eesh. But the XFIPs are still low because of the strikeout rate. Here, something has to give. 82 degrees in Philadelphia this afternoon. We're probably getting it over again. I gotta tell you.
We'll break down more baseball up next on the Overline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on this Wednesday on the Early Line on Sports Grid, a full baseball slate to break down for you. All 30 clubs in action, 15 games dot the docket, and a ton of afternoon baseball. DRS, just to drive home your point on Jesus Luzardo as of late, a great note from our producer extraordinaire, Joe Friso. First 11 starts in his debut year in Philadelphia, 16 total earned runs allowed, three home runs given up, 67 innings of work. In his last two outings, 20 earned runs, four more earned runs allowed in his last two starts than in his opening 11, three total home runs in 5 2/3. It's hot today at the bank. It's hot here on the East Coast. That total in the rubber match between the Cubs and the Phils is at 8.5. Some afternoon baseball out in Southern California as well. Total is 10. And we've seen a lot of runs so far between San Diego and L.A. The Dodgers won the first game of this midweek set against their divisional foes. First meeting this year between the Padres and the Dodgers in extra innings. It was San Diego providing basically all the offense yesterday. 11 runs to beat L.A. 11-1. Rubber match today. Dodgers a road favorite around $1.50 price. Who takes that rubber match in the third and final game of this midweek series?
Yeah, we're expecting runs because Vasquez is out there. He's usually the XFIP king in the wrong direction. He has been decent over his past couple starts, though, but the fact of the matter is he can't get left-handed batters out, and he doesn't strike anybody out. That's immediately where I go to on that lineup today, which after an embarrassing loss yesterday, afternoon game, it's just Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. You're not doing that today. So Shohei Ohtani's been hammering right-handed pitching. I'm taking him for an RBI. Freddie Freeman, the same deal, 402 weighted on base percentage through his last 76 at-bats against right-handed batters, pitchers. I like him on there, and also, Max Muncy, 79 at-bats against right-handed pitching. How about a 424 ISO and a 513 weighted on-base percentage? 72 degrees out there in San Diego. Winds blowing out close to double digits to right field. So the advantageous lefties getting around on that? Yes. I like left-handed batters today for the Dodgers going up against it. We'll probably get runs. Robleski, not a lot, Ben. 10 innings pitched over the past month here. He's got an ERA that's decent, but a lineup coming in hot from last night for the Padres. We're probably getting runs. But for me, I want to focus on the left-handed batters for the Los Angeles Dodgers this afternoon.
It's interesting to see Justin Robleski out there get the start for the Dodgers, and they're $1.50 road favorite in San Diego, but Donnie just gave you the reasons why. Fork watch still firmly on for the Atlanta Braves. Donnie, we saw both Philadelphia and Atlanta stat long losing skids to start off their midweek sets on Monday, and then both squander the opportunity yesterday to start new win streaks. We go to Milwaukee, some day baseball between the Brew Crew and the Braves. Atlanta with Spencer Schwellenbach on the bump is a favorite at -142. Total is 8. What do you like here between the Braves and the Brewers?
roofs and the windows will be open today in Milwaukee. 83 degrees with 11-mile-an-hour wind blowing out to left field. Now, granted, it's a dome stadium. It opens up. How much that wind is going to impact it, we don't know. But it's not going to hurt any conditions, and you should get some of that heat and humidity in the building. The question for the Atlanta Braves today is not, can Spencer Schwellenbach be effective on the mound? He has been effective, Ben. Last month here, 33 and a third innings pitched, having an ERA of 2.97 and a fantastic xFIP of 2.81. You may not have heard of Chad Patrick here, 27 and a third innings pitched for him for the Milwaukee Brewers over the past month, but how about a 2.30 ERA for him, but that xFIP number a little bit higher at 3.93. So if I'm looking at the total at 8, I'm not sure we get the 9 runs. I think Schwellenbach can hold that lineup down for Milwaukee, and then the Atlanta Braves, who just can't get out of their own way at the plate here, doing the same things last night that they've done over the past month, which is not scoring runs. Give me the under in this game. Just don't have any faith in that offensive lineup right now.
Yeah, DRS last night, a single run for Atlanta. They had seven in the opener, but a lot of that was sparked in the fifth inning and later. The Braves have dropped 15 of their last 19. It is why they are on fork watch. They are 10 games sub 500 at 28 and 38. The fork firmly in Atlanta at this moment. Let's head out to St. Louis, where DRS, one of the hottest teams in baseball, no longer the Redbirds, but the Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto looking for the sweep today under the arch against St. Louis, but the big lib, Matthew Liberatore, out there for St. Louis, Donnie's favorite MLB pitcher. Minus 138 now, that number, in favor of the Cardinals. They're a home favorite, hoping to avoid that sweep against the Jays today. Total 8.5. What do you like in the Lou?
Yeah, I want to do a little bit more research a little bit earlier in this afternoon to take a look at some of these splits between Liberatore, because the reason I like that is you're right about this. Like the Blue Jays lineup, we were waiting, like, hey, it's a decent lineup coming into the season, hasn't hit. Take a look at their last 30 days, though, specifically against left-handed pitching. You take a look and say, outside of George Springer, it's got a 252 weighted on base percentage. You want that number, Ben, 320 or higher in that range. Every other player, the lowest there after him is 309. We're talking about players, Ben, 377, 780, 586, 354, 399, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 442, and Bo Bichette, 363. So if I'm getting, let's just say, 8 out of the 9 batters absolutely raking against left-handed pitching, and then throw in winds blowing out to left field at 8 miles per hour and temperatures in the mid-80s, that's a lineup that I want to certainly try to get down with. Now, go to the other side here with St. Louis. Their lineup against Eric Lauer, who's not a great pitcher, not a big strikeout guy. Typically, him being a left-handed pitcher, there's going to be more right-handed batters in the lineup, and that's true. In the middle, Mason Winn, Ivan Herrera, Wilson Contreras, as well as Nolan Arenado. Maybe opportunities there for hits. So for me, I see the 8.5. I like the over 9, but I really like that lineup for Toronto here, which if some of those xFIP splits add up for me with Liberatore, I'm probably looking at a team total for Toronto this afternoon and liking it a lot.
15 games today, 8 during the afternoon hours in their specific ballpark, 7 during those evening hours. The Blue Jays have won both of the first two games against the Cards. We got some afternoon baseball at Busch Stadium on this Wednesday. The Blue Jays have won both of these first two games by a single run. Toronto has won 11 of its last 13 as well. 26 and 28 on May 27th. Now 37 and 30. Playing really good baseball as of this moment. Speaking of winning by a single run, by the way, Giants beat the Rockies yesterday 6-5 at Coors. Mm-hmm. San Francisco on a 6-game win streak, where all 6 of the victories in a row, all by just 1 run. The Giants, a pretty hefty $2 favorite tonight at Coors Field with Robbie Ray on the bump. That in the evening hours, as is this one out at Kauffman Stadium, the Royals playing host to the New York Yankees. Yesterday, the Yanks played in 10. Austin Wells had 5 ribbies. Aaron Judge hit a 469-foot home run for his 24th dinger of this year. The Yanks, a road favorite once again in KC. Minus 126, that price on the pinstripes. Total is 9. What do you like tonight in Kauffman?
I'll tell you, yesterday, you take a look at Noah Kamara, like, boy, man, he's spinning that baseball, left-handed pitcher. See what he does against the Yankees. They hammered yesterday in Kansas City. Now, today, 85-degree temperatures here, wind blowing out to left field. You absolutely have to love that. But another pedigree lefty, or should I say even more of a pedigree lefty, in Chris Bubich. He's been nothing short of spectacular. His last month, Ben, 27 and a third innings pitch. How about an ERA of under 1 and a sparkling xFIP number of 2.88? He struggled a slight amount with left-handed batters, with weighted on base percentage and ISO, but that's only through his last 11 batters. On the season, he's been fine with left-handed pitching. But also, you're not going to get a ton of lefties in the lineup today, and the focus will be on the right-handed batters. If you just take a look at the last 30 days, Bubich has faced 90 right-handed batters. How about an 074 ISO against? How about a 198 weighted on base percentage and a 30% K rate against those right-handed bats, which, you know, Paul Goldschmidt and Aaron Judge all have high numbers here as right-handed batters against left-handed pitching over the past month. It's hard to say after the Yankees smashing yesterday a decent left-handed pitcher that why can't they just do it today? But I got to tell you, ebbs and flows, man. Probably looking at more of an under today because also Clark Schmidt on the mound, his last 28 and a third innings pitched over the past month, how about a 3.53 xFIP number? Great hitting conditions, though, sometimes can overwhelm pitchers. I don't know, man. I think these pitchers hang around in this game, and maybe we do get an under.
Total is 9, right? It's up there at least from a pregame standard, but you've got a pretty good pitching matchup with Clark Schmidt facing off against Chris Bubich on the other side for the Royals. Again, 15 games on this Wednesday, 8 during the day, 7 at night. We'll recap for it, all of it for you on a Thursday. Game 3 of the NBA Finals next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cash back is deposited directly into your PayPal account. Or, if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cash back on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free, and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Game number 3 of the 2025 NBA Finals on this Wednesday evening in downtown Indianapolis. Our first NBA Finals game in Indy in a quarter century. 25 years ago in 2000. It wasn't called the Gainbridge Fieldhouse at that time, but that was the last time the Pacers... What was it called?
Canseco Fieldhouse, wasn't it? Is that what it was for a long time?
Yeah. That sounds right.
Market Square Arena way back in the day, too. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Rick Smets, Reggie Miller. Lakers won that series, I think, in 5? A sweep? It's pretty quick.
Yeah, they beat them up good. Yeah, I think they beat them up good.
6.
It was in 6? Wow.
6.
All right.
Here's an interesting story. My mother, through the law firm that she used to work for as an office administrator, had a deal with Xerox. Xerox would give her company, like the printing and office supplies company, would give her company tickets. She took my sister to game number 5 of the 2000 NBA Finals, not me.
Give me the ages, though. Give me the ages between you and your sister.
I was 6, and my sister, who just turned, just had her birthday on Monday, was, I guess, 9. Yeah, 9.
So hold on, you were 9 and she was 6, or did I get that wrong? Somebody who's in my ear right
he
there.
He just completely flipped it up. I was six. She was nine.
Okay. Yeah. Still disrespectful. Yeah. Now, how come Pops didn't step in on this and say, this isn't happening like this? Did you cry? Question. What happened? But then again, are you a Clippers fan growing up? I mean, come on now. Let's be real.
Come on. None of that. None of that. Listen, you can joke all you want about Anaheim. None of that Clippers garbage up in here, especially during the heyday of the L.A. Lakers. My mom worked downtown just a couple of blocks away from what was then the Staples Center, now Crypto.com Arena, whatever the heck they're calling it nowadays. So maybe it was my dad not wanting to drive.
Now, is your mom still working there, though, is the question. She's still working
down
there.
My mom has since retired. My mom is retired.
Ah, I was going to say, like, we were out in L.A. Like, we might have been able to stumble over to, you know, see you know, the kid take their parents to work day or vice versa at that point. We could have done that. Yeah.
All you I remember is
you take your mom out to work, and then he takes you into work. Could have happened all in the same day. What a day.
Could have. It really could have. All I remember is us walking out of the L.A. Convention Center, and as we're leaving the media entrance, people waiting to see Donnie Wright's side of the Sports Grid Network. That was a lot.
And Jake Plummer. Either me or Jake Plummer looked like he was a surf guy out there. Jeez, come on, Jake. Get it together, kid.
Then we made our way back to Glendale and had a lovely burger at Burger Bun. We hope that establishment still doing very, very well. We signed the wall. All right, enough of this trip down nostalgia and memory lane. Let's get you set for game three tonight in Indianapolis. The Thunder, who equalized after a 16-point win in game two, DRS, have kind of reinstated themselves as the hefty and expected favorites throughout this championship set. OKC, 5-point favorite on the road tonight in Indy, total 228.5. Donnie, we always like looking at the betting statistics on the FanDuel Sportsbook to get a picture of how the public is approaching this game. We saw 41% of our Fade the Public poll lay the 5 with the Thunder. That the most selected option, 75% of the money on those spread bets backing OKC as the road favorite in Indianapolis tonight.
Yeah, because most people are seeing, Ben, what did you get in game number one? Hey, 10 points. What did you get in game number two? I don't know, 11.5. What am I getting in game number three? What? 5 points here? And by the way, some other outlets here at 5.5 and higher at this point. And this opening number at FanDuel New Jersey was -4. So it's up to 5. The people were buying in right away, and I can't blame them. OKC is the better team. Yes, Indiana did win a game on their home court. Indiana knows they need to win game number three. But if you're just looking for the better basketball team to show up tonight, it is OKC. And as we talked about, you know, where the public was going, forget about with their money, just with their votes here when we had the Fade the Public poll earlier, most people still siding with that -5 points here for Oklahoma City, which is exactly where the way I went. But that's not the bet I made on tonight's game. I just take a look at a piece of game one and game two, knowing I'm going to get a really good start out of OKC. That's just their MO in the series so far. And I do believe that they want to take the crowd out of it right away. I don't need to be up double digits as they were in the first two games. I just need to be up 3 points in this game to cover the first half line as a -2.5. That's the way I'm going. I expect the Pacers to be in this game all the way through. I don't think this is actually going to be a runaway, Ben, where it's like, all right, down 10 at the first quarter, down 20 at the break, and we coast in the second half. I do think you're going to get a great punch from the Pacers, but I'm just looking at the way I think this is going to play out. A tough, hard-fought game, which could be within a possession or two at the end of the game. I just got to be up a couple points at the half, and I'll be able to enjoy that second half as it plays out and maybe root on the Pacers, because for me, a rooting interest, you want to win money. But boy, you want to get the public back into the series again, which you saw more people watch game number two than game number one. Why? Because things went against the grain, and the public likes that. Shock them, man. Pacers up 2-1. Oh, no. What's going on with OKC? More people will tune in to game number four if that happens, I do believe.
2.5-point spread in favor of the Thunder for that opening half. OKC has held at least a 12-point lead at the break in both games. They coughed up a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter in game number one. Obviously held serve after an 18-point advantage after two quarters in game number two. The Pacers have been those cardiac comeback kids. They've been a great underdog as well. 8-4 outright throughout this playoff run as an underdog. Only a home dog twice in each of their two games in Indy and their second round series against the Cavs. They got beat by 22 in game number three. They won outright in game number four. So 1-1 straight up and against the spread in their two contests as a home dog. OKC, 0-7 against the number on the road throughout this postseason. 4-3 straight up, at least a 3-point favorite in every one of those games. DRS, as we look at the props tonight, what is your favorite player prop, the individual you look to impact the outcome the most tonight?
Yeah, talked about it earlier. It's Tyrese Haliburton. He has to have a good game tonight if they want to win. And I don't mean a good game by playing average, 13, 14, 15 points. He's right back up in that 17.5, as you see that graphic. He's got to go over that number. And if he goes over that number, Ben, the correlation is he's knocking down those logo three-point shots that we need. Players typically shoot better in their home gym. Haliburton, over 2.5 made three-point shots, which earlier in the show was a plus 100 price. He's knocking down three tonight. That's the bet I like here as a prop side.
DRS, they have to have a big night from Tyrese Haliburton. Was Indy's leading scorer, Indiana's leading scorer in game two, but 12 of the 17 once the fourth quarter was out of hand. DRS, enjoy the money line. We'll talk tomorrow. More on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
We get you ready for game number three of the 2025 NBA Finals and a quick check-in on the WNBA as well. Nearly at the quarter pole of this extended season, 44 games in the W. A lot of teams nearing their 10th game already. Commissioner's Cup action last night as well. Just to round out some of the props so you know the individuals and what their expectations are for game number three. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 33.5, by far the largest points prop in this game. SGA has scored a combined 72 points in the first two games of this series, 38 in game one, 34 in game number two. He has scored 72 points. That is the most of any player in NBA playoff history in the first two games of their NBA Finals career. Again, he has been sensational. Rick Carlisle, the Pacers head coach, even after game two, basically said, you can already pencil him in for 34 points come Wednesday night. That is maybe not their focus. SGA is just such a good scorer. He is going to get his buckets. Tyrese Haliburton and the rest of Indiana, they need to score tonight. If your glass half full for the Pacers, they stole game number one. They lost game number two, albeit by 16 points. But nobody on the roster has scored 20 points yet. Nobody has gotten to the 20-point benchmark at this moment, and the Pacers still displaying that great balance they possess. Six guys in double figures in game one, even seven, despite getting beat by 16 in game number two. Jalen Williams, not overly efficient in the NBA Finals so far, just 33% from the floor combined in the first two games of this series. 2 of 9 from deep. 2-plus made threes for J-Dub tonight. That's minus 136 is how I would attack his points prop and his scoring production. Pascal Siakam, highest points prop for a Pacer at 19.5. Of course, he was the Eastern Conference Finals MVP for Indiana, scored 15-plus in all six games against New York in the ECF. Here he has been in double figures in both. but has not come close to that points prop of 19 and a hook. Indiana known for its depth. So too is OKC. Chet Holmgren so much better in game number two. 6.6 boards in game one, 15 points in game number two. Alex Caruso, Aaron Wiggins, the sparks off the bench. A combined 9 made threes for both. Lu Dort has not been great from beyond the arc just yet. And again, Miles Turner, Aaron Nesmith, Andrew Nembhard. These guys are filling it up. They are getting two double digits. They need somebody to really show out from a scoring perspective on this Wednesday night in game number three. OKC is a hefty favorite, -650 to be crowned an NBA champion. The odds makers are thinking that despite coughing up and stumbling down the stretch in game number one, the Thunder are about to rattle off 4 consecutive victories. OKC to win in 5, plus 172. The Thunder a 5-point favorite tonight. They are going to be favored in every game. It's just a matter if they can cash that money line ticket. A recap for you on a Thursday here on the Early Line. But before we go, let's check in on the WNBA. Some history at the top of the table so far in this WNBA season. The New York Liberty hammering teams to start. They beat the Chicago Sky by 19 points last night. Despite losing by 19, Angel Reese probably had her best performance of the year. 17 points, 11 boards, 30 career double-doubles for Reese, and only 42 career WNBA games. Fastest to 30 career double-doubles. That's some nice history for Reese. But her Chicago team in 2025, not great. 2-6. The Liberty, the reigning champs, sensational. Now a perfect 9-0 with an average win margin of 19 points per game. The Minnesota Lynx also remain perfect at 9-0 with an average victory margin also in the double digits at 10.7 points per game. Listen, there was a thought entering this year it would be a rematch in the 2025 WNBA Finals, now a best of 7 between the New York Liberty and the Lynx, as we saw all 5 last year, including overtime in that winner-take-all Game 5 that New York did win to be crowned a WNBA champ for the first time. We are certainly on track for that. We have 2 teams that have started 9-0 or better for the first time in the WNBA in nearly a decade since 2016. The Indiana Fever without Caitlin Clark, who missed her 5th consecutive game last night, not playing great basketball. They are 2-3 in the absence of Clark. The Aces, not much better either. Some surprising teams, the Atlanta Dream and the Phoenix Mercury. WNBA MVP odds, Nafisa Collier, who has been great this year for Minnesota, now a -370 favorite. That does it for the Early Line on this Wednesday. Show returns tomorrow, 8 a.m. Eastern.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.